Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for having us today. I'm Hans Pohl, CEO and co-founder at Speed Legal. We are a SaaS company based in San Francisco. And I love helping people to understand contracts in seconds instead of hours using technology.
So how did you get the idea for this business? Were you like a lawyer or you worked like at a law firm? Like what gave you this idea?
Good question. So being a finance person with parents working with legal and tax, I learned by doing, but not on school. So I found that it was very tedious for me to go through contracts not being a lawyer and having to deal with contracts at big companies such as Amazon, as well as in my family company and business. I clearly realized that there was a bigger opportunity here, not just me, but millions of people are reviewing and reading contracts without being lawyers. So, giving more power to the end user and still giving power to lawyers, but maybe saving time on tedious tasks. That's where the idea came about from my personal story.
For sure. So it's more of like you created this platform for, you know, founders or business leaders who, to your point, you have to take a look and review lots of contracts, but to really streamline that process so that they can, you know, as your company name says, you know, speed up the legal process for them.
Right. So Speed Legal, it's all about speed. As founders, we believe that action beats inaction and speed matters in business. So if you can take a decision in a short amount of time and make it wise, it's important. So have you heard of Grammarly, the platform called Grammarly?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Cool. So people like to call us Grammarly for contracts. So it's basically a no-brainer solution for someone who doesn't know much about contracts, understand why it's relevant, a specific, we call it red flags. And we have these red flags that we highlight and why is it relevant for you to accept or push back on specific provisions, what are the hidden clauses, and how to get to signature much faster. That's where we want to focus on.
So is the product more of like a Chrome extension, mobile app? What does that look like?
Cool. Yeah, it's actually a web app right now, but the Chrome, the browser extension is something we have in the pipeline. It's being released the next few weeks. We also have a GPT in the OpenAI store. You can find Speed Legal GPT. So people who are actually using ChatGPT, they can have a better version because, again, we do a lot of RAG, retrieval augmented generation, so they can have a flavor of that.
So as of today, right, like who would you say is the typical customer that's using your platform?
Our ideal customer profile are companies. There are two types, SMB, so 50 to 350 employees, full-time employees. And on the other side, we are going to the low end of the market, close to solopreneurs and companies between 2 to 10 people that don't have a legal team. So usually they don't have a legal team. They are spending maybe $15,000 per month on legal fees, some of them less, some of them more, but they have enough contracts requests to make use of a software like Speed Legal. The solution they're using is Google Search or ChatGPT, and we are positioning ourselves as a better version of those solutions.
For sure. So as of today, how have you gotten all of your customer signups? Have you done cold outreach, running ads? Like, what does that look like for you?
Good question. So we have a lot of inbound coming from the name, like SEO. So we have a lot of blogs, and it's helping us to be to have a decent inbound. We also have tried doing outreach on LinkedIn mostly, and it kind of works, especially for bigger accounts. So let's say maybe from cold outreach to the first call, maybe 20-30%, depending how good is your target in terms of settings on LinkedIn. And then conversion is also pretty good from demo to onboarding. But that's not the main thing we do now. It's more on a bottom-up approach, starting from partnerships with the accelerators, portfolio companies of VCs that need a platform like to save time and money. And content marketing is very important for us. And having these widgets that you can use on GPT or Chrome extensions, browser extensions, those are the ways.
For sure. So essentially for you, it's more of just most of your customers today have come from these partnerships, or is that kind of more of like a newer focus?
Most of our customers are coming from inbound, and partnerships and the Chrome extension and browser extensions are things that we are actively pursuing, and they're not yet our mainstream channel, but they will. I'm projecting them to be our a good source of leads and prospects and users.
For sure. So what's the breakdown in terms of pricing, like the difference between, an enterprise customer versus like a solo founder who's using your platform? Sure, it's probably like a different level of usage, so there's different pricing.
So I like to say it's a volume-based pricing, so it's scaled as you scale. So like Stripe, if you don't make money, they don't ask you to pay any commission. It's free basically. So same for Speedlegal, it's free to use for a couple of contracts. Then you start using with more contracts. We have a credit system, and it will ask you to add credits. And there is also a subscription fee that gives you discounts and free contracts review. So it starts from $49 a month up to 1,000 for SMBs a month, depending on, if you have 1 to 1,000 contracts, depending on the volume. And enterprise depends on the integrations. It's more of ad hoc pricing.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you currently face in the business?
Sometimes I find it very difficult to convince people that they can use technology to review contracts. And clearly they are not our early adopters, because some people really love what we're doing. So it's sometimes, there's a lot of education to do. And actually it's part of our job to make AI more accessible and more transparent, meaning how does the system work? How does the system work, and how do we get the data, and how do we come up with the scores and the measurement in the platform? That's part of our job to improve that. And yeah, so I think that's for sure a good part. Fundraising is tough, as we know, for some companies pre-revenue or with initial traction. So that's also for sure, given this time in the in this specific ecosystem, it's not super easy to raise, but those are the couple of things that are currently the challenges for us.
For sure. So in terms of education, right? So obviously you can mention that's a challenge. So you've done like webinars, or how do you educate somebody who, currently has this problem of, wasting time on contracts, that your solution is the answer and is actually going to help them solve that problem?
Can you say it again?
Do you do like webinars? Like how do you educate people who have the problem that you're trying to solve?
So the way we educate is through proactive insights within the platform, meaning that we tell them how we get to the result before they see the result, or in the process of watching and seeing the result. So, specific I buttons and specific breakdowns of how we came to that number, and specifically telling them where the data comes from. So webinar is a good idea. We used to do them. I think it's a great idea to keep doing them. But now we're less trying to convince people to that what we do is good. We're trying to focus on those who already believe what we do is useful and valuable, which is the early beachhead market adopters, just making sure they have the best experience within the platform. But for sure, what you said, like webinars, is a great way to educate people who are on the fence, and something we consider as well, keep on doing and adding in the next few months.
That's awesome. And you also mentioned raising money. So if you were to raise money, would it be for capital to, add more features or for marketing? What does that look like for you?
For us, it's mostly the one to get more traction, because the product now is quite stable. Of course, there is, I would say, maybe still 30-40% product development, and the rest is going to be part of our legal team, making sure that the quality is the highest on the accuracy of the models, so QA, QC, and probably more than 50% will be marketing and sales. So now it's important to focus on getting traction as the market is becoming also more competitive, because more people have access to OpenAI API. So to just create solutions on top of that, the traction is important. And I believe raising money can also speed up that process to product
Makes
market fit.
sense. So obviously now we're wrapping up Q1 of 2024. So for 2024 to be successful for you, what would that look like?
Question. I think for us, the target is to reach a decent number of sales. Now we're just beginning to monetize, because we have active users uploading contracts, but we don't have really pricing framework in embedded into the platform. End of year could be something close to 500 to 600K ARR. That would be ideal. On the low end, could be somewhere between 2 and 4 and 300. So It's a bit of a difference, but depending on how fast we can move, and also if we can be fooled by more capital, or if we just bootstrap, that depending on that as well.
Sense. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
That's a good question. I think being in this phase of my company, of this company, because this is not my first company, but this company, which is mostly, my experience is mostly from zero to one, not from one to N. So my businesses were profitable, but we're not like really in the tens of thousands of millions of revenue. So I would say still close to product market fit, maybe a bit beyond. So yeah, that, given my experience, I think the key suggestion for me is, and maybe you find it in many other successful people, advice is focus on people. Like the key aspect of a success in a company is people, because they are just 3-4 pirates, maybe 10 sometimes, trying to get the product into the market and getting the customers and getting traction. So I think choose your close friends and the teammates very well. Think about the 10x people, like people who are can produce 10x of what someone else could do in the same time, and try to find those A players in the market, being co-founders or first employees, key, I think.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for Speed Legal?
Well, I told you by the end of the year where we plan to be. So probably you can add a multiplier of 1.4 compared to that in terms of revenues. But in terms of product, of course, there are many things we want to do. But in terms of the company itself, becoming closer to the bigger vision, which is becoming a verb more than a company. Like you DocuSign a contract, you Google something, you ChatGPT, you Speed Legal your contract. It means that there is some certainty that you have checked it, and there is a bit of fairness within the contract because you have checked it through the market standard or through some playbooks that you've uploaded. So, I mean, that's the final, and not final, but ultimate, I would say, objective for us, becoming, I feel like, DocuSign in terms not of product, but in terms of place in the people's mindset and mind. So, yeah, not in 1 year, but hopefully getting closer to that objective for sure.
And we're rooting for you guys. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
Well, yeah, thank you, Dan. But so my social is Hans Paul P, because my family name is P. Speedlegal.io is the website, but you can find me on LinkedIn and all the social with Hans Paul, HANSPAULP at the end. And I'm there.
Awesome. Well, Hans, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Dan, for having us. Thank you so much. And looking forward to our next call.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Thank you.